This will be a bittersweet weekend for high school seniors in the Atlanta Symphony Youth Orchestra. Sunday is not only the last concert of the ASYO season, it will be the last of their concerts with the esteemed ensemble altogether. Producer Gabby Watts spoke with two members of the ASYO woodwind section, Christopher Chung, who plays bassoon, and Mackay Gladden, who plays oboe. Bassoon and oboe, by the way, are both double reed instruments, and if that term is unfamiliar, Christopher will explain exactly what that is.
It's basically two very thin pieces of wood held together by string on the oboe and string and wire on the bassoon. And you blow air and it kind of chirps through a tube, which makes some musical noises.
And so why did you decide to play your respective instruments?
My band director from middle school needed an oboist, and I just kind of volunteered. She asked me if I wanted to play it. I didn't know what an oboe was. I just knew that it sounded like a new instrument to try, so I did, expecting a bassoon. So when she handed me the instrument, I was a little like wary about it because I was like, this isn't what I thought I was playing, but I just kind of went with it, and now I'm still playing today.
And the bassoon?
Oh, I just thought it looked cool.
That's a great reason to play an instrument.
Yeah.
And could you also tell me, are you both at the level, I imagine, where you make your own reeds?
Yeah.
Is that a rite of passage?
Yeah, it's kind of like taking the next step to really, I guess, prepare you for next level after high school, because most people up to a certain point will play on the teacher's reeds. And once you learn how to make them yourself, you can basically customize them to the way you want to play. And that basically opens the door for you to really expand how you can play and the different like variety of sounds you can have on your instrument.
So once you start making your own reeds, you can really kind of find what works for your instrument and what works for, I guess, your body. And it helps you find that sound that's actually like yours. And it lets you, I guess, make music on a more personal level just because you've made the apparatus for what, you know, for producing your music.
Do you frown upon people who don't make their own reeds?
Not at all, because it's it's time consuming and difficult. So if I could trade it in just to have great reeds all the time, I'd do it.
Oh, yeah. If I didn't have to, I totally wouldn't. It's a pain.
So I was in the Atlanta Symphony Youth Orchestra many years ago, and that was kind of my first audition process where I actually had to play really difficult music and perform it well under a lot of pressure. So how do you prepare for auditions in advance and the day of? What kind of mindset do you have to get into for those?
Well, the thing that I found out now recently after doing a recital, me being comfortable directly comes from how much I've prepared. If I feel unprepared, I'm going to get extremely nervous. But if I feel like I've overprepared, I can really focus on just playing and I don't get all those jitters and everything just from feeling not ready for the audition. In terms of the day of getting ready, I usually just focus on not overplaying. I really like to listen to the pieces before my audition to just kind of get myself in the mood of the piece, because if you're playing something really soft and quiet, you don't want to listen to like rock music before, because then you're going to get in there and you're going to want to play rock music. So I kind of listen to something to get myself in the mindset of what I'm playing.
I mean, I guess a few weeks before, I do a lot of slow practice. I mean, I don't believe in like getting your fingers sorted out, then you start making music. I like to do the whole, you know, you make music just slowly so your brain can kind of catch on. And then in the practice room, when I have everything sorted out, I take more risks in the practice room and I record myself. Well, more risks so that when I get into the high pressure situation, playing it safe becomes kind of where I want it. Kind of like you take two steps forward so that in your audition, when you're two paces back, you're kind of where you want to be. And then the day of, I actually don't do anything. I just wait till I have to warm up, play like A scale, maybe like 5 minutes, then I just go in. I mean, it's nothing special.
And when you say, I guess, fingers first and then making music, what is that?
I don't know. Some of my friends just work out the technique first so that everything's, you know, crystal clear, everything's clean. You do everything that's on the page, and then they try to add some, you know, pizzazz and try to start making music with it. But I personally don't ascribe to that. I think that's kind of separating like mind from matter.
Because they should be one and the same.
Yeah.
So how long have you both been in Atlanta, the ASYO?
Actually, just 2 years together. Yeah.
So in those 2 years, could you talk about, so what is the rehearsal process like? And I guess throughout the year, what are the activities that you do at the concerts that you put on?
Well, at least for rehearsals, they usually, we do so much in like one rehearsal. They are pretty long, but we just usually do some of everything. I guess we do more very individual part based towards the beginning, and then we work our way towards playing more whole sections towards the end. A lot of it is, at least for a really good ensemble, there's not as much focus on just playing like right notes. So we do get a lot of time to work on making music and getting more ensemble playing instead of no one sticking out like perfect blend. We get a lot more time on that than in a lot of other groups, which is something really nice. And like some activities, I know at least last year we went to Vanderbilt and we got to play in their hall, and we got to have master classes with the teachers. We went to the Nashville Symphony and did a whole bunch of stuff, which was really, really cool.
Yeah, I mean, aside from rehearsing, we have not a whole lot, but we have quite a bit of downtime to, I guess, interact with people. And that's something I really enjoy. Some of my closest friends are all in ASYO. And yeah, I think it's, you know, helped form relationships that'll last a long time.
One of the pieces is the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2. As a ensemble player, part of the orchestra, what are some of the considerations that you have to put into your performance when you're playing something that accompanies the concerto soloist versus when you're playing a symphony, for example?
Mm-hmm. Well, neither of us are actually playing on that piece, but I mean, as for Rachmaninoff, I think it's such symphonic music with feature piano instead of like, as opposed to something like a Mozart piano concerto where it's piano accompaniment, piano accompaniment. It's very, the orchestra is more involved. So it's more of a, so if I were to play in it, I would feel like I had more freedom to express myself than to be, you know, in the background. I think in something like Rachmaninoff or, you know, Brahms, a concerto of that kind of stature, I feel like I would be a contributing voice as opposed to a helper.
So I guess, do you not like Mozart piano concertos very much?
No, I love listening to them. I just don't like playing stuff like that.
So are you playing on the Pines of Rome, either of you?
Yeah.
Could you talk about some of the moments in that piece that you have to particularly focus on for your instrument?
Oh, well, we're actually ended up doing Fountains, which is super woodwind based, which is really cool. I know, at least, especially the beginning, there's a huge bassoon, huge oboe solo, flute. Like almost everyone has like a huge major part in the beginning. So especially on that part, at least for me, I'm like super focused on tuning, super focused on trying to match the styles of other players, because at least with oboe and bassoon, we play the same melody, but not at the same time, but it comes back in multiple different like ways. So trying to match styles and definitely blending with the ensemble, because at least the beginning, it's a very, very quiet kind of solo. It's not supposed to be like really projected way out at the audience. It's more of like a, they have to listen in to really hear the beauty of the solos.
Yeah, it's also really, really long in a very resistant register of the bassoon. And so it's really hard to finish. And I try to do it in one breath, which is ideal, but it's super hard to do that.
Oh, the solo is?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, they keep going.
It's like a good like 40 seconds. No, that's too long.
It might
maybe
be.
Maybe like 30 seconds. And it's like by the end, I'm just kind of... It's like you can hear like the leaking from the sides and like my mouth's kind of giving up, but I don't know. I guess I'll see.
I guess it's good the audience is kind of far away. Yeah. So hopefully the bassoon projects more than your weird mouth sounds.
Yeah.
The oboe has kind of a cheat spot where we breathe. Where it's not like, we have a couple spots where we kind of cheat and like trade off or something to take a breath because it just keeps going and going and going pretty much.
Yeah, I feel like it's so much more stressful playing a wind instrument because you all have your one part. And you're the one person who plays that part. Do you feel the added stress kind of playing a wind instrument in that way?
Oh, I think it's fun.
Okay.
It's just because you don't have to focus on being... I mean, it's like being a puzzle piece as opposed to like just a cell of like the same thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's not a great analogy. But it's like... I don't like having to play the same exact thing as someone else. without sticking out at all, without, you know, without contributing. I mean, of course you're contributing, but it doesn't feel like I am, mm-hmm. as opposed to you're playing your own separate part, which is equally important as everyone else, to form this one cohesive idea. I like the idea of that.